This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is on vacation. I'm Renee Montaigne. Discouraging economic news triggered another sell-off on Wall Street yesterday. The NASDAQ Composite Index fell more than 3% to its lowest level in more than 5 years. Other major indices also were down. Some economists are now warning of a double-dip recession. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The latest piece of bad news came from the Institute for Supply Management, which reported non-manufacturing business activity increased in July, but at a slower rate than had been expected. That compounded equally gloomy figures from last week, showing lower than expected growth in manufacturing, employment, and gross domestic product.
Certainly says we have less momentum in this economy than we thought.
David Weiss is chief economist for Standard & Poor's.
Clearly a disappointment. We'd been thinking manufacturing was turning around. We'd have seen several months in a row of good numbers, and then it's at least rung into a soft spot.
While most of the data still show the U.S. economy expanding, the sluggish pace of growth has some experts worried the country could slip back into recession. That so-called double dip has happened in 5 of the last 6 economic downturns. Weiss's own forecast is a little less pessimistic.
Well, I don't think we're going to have a second dip, but I think it's going to be a very sluggish U-shaped recovery, a bit like the one we saw in 91-92.
A surprising drop in construction by state governments suggests their budget woes could be another drag on the economy. Part of what's kept the economy afloat so far has been a strong housing market and consumer spending. Senior economist Michael Swanson of Wells Fargo & Company expects housing to remain strong thanks to low interest rates. Consumer spending is more of a question mark. Last week, the conference board reported a sharp drop in consumer confidence.
I think that's pretty much to be expected. I mean, if the nightly news, the economic leadoff story every night is the Dow falling, you know, 5%, those are the numbers that really influence a lot of people.
Swanson suspects stock market jitters also may be responsible for the low level of corporate spending, though he thinks that will rebound eventually.
You can't stop business investment. Things are wearing out. Better technology is coming online. I mean, sooner or later, businesses just are going to have to invest because to not do so won't be competitive.
Still, it looks as though much of that investment will come later rather than sooner. In recent months, Swanson has lowered his forecast of economic growth for the year to about 2.5%. About half the growth rate witnessed in the first quarter. Scott Horsley, NPR News.